Get the book Align with Your Purpose by Earl Hall. Find and walk in your purpose. Get the answers to your questions about life and how to make it exactly what you want are in this book. This is your chance to stop living in a life you hate. Discover how to manifest the life you actually want. Get Align with Your Purpose now on Amazon, paperback, Kindle, or audiobook. What if you could stop all of your negative thoughts and your self-limiting beliefs and actually start to manifest the life that you want? You need Quantum Neural Manifestation Alignment, or QNMA. This is the ultimate accumulation of the best of The Secret, as well as the incredible magic of meditation and hypnosis, all wrapped up in one. Go to the website now, officialqnma.com. That's officialqnma.com. Welcome in, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Align with Your Purpose. I am your host, Earl Hall, broadcasting live exclusively on Conversations Radio Network. I'm super excited to be here with you today. We've got some things that I want to dig into. You guys have been hearing me talk about the fact that all of us are completely different and completely unique. And I want to dive into a lot of what I mean about that. You've heard me talk about aligning with your purpose, and you want to make sure that you do visit the website, www.alignwithyourpurpose.co. It's alignwithyourpurpose.co. There, you can get some free stuff that I've got available for you to really help. One of the main things that I have there for free is actually something that I created. It's called a four-phase meditation. And what this does is it allows you to tap into your inner self, your inner being, and really start learning how to manifest the life that you want. Because that's what this is all about. If you're going to align with your purpose, you're going to need to be able to manifest some things. You're going to need to bring some things into fruition. Your gifts are going to have to come out so that you can be an inspiration and a help to others. You've probably heard me say your gifts and your purpose in life is not for you. Sure, you're going to benefit from it, but your gifts and your purpose is for everyone else in the world. Everyone else in the world needs to be able to tap into who it is that you are and the gifts that you bring to the table, because each of us has that unique purpose in life in order to bring those things out. So make sure that you do visit the website, alignwithyourpurpose.co. And as a matter of fact, probably by the end of the show, you're going to want to go there and you're going to want to click the link at the top of the website, alignwithyourpurpose.co, and schedule a one-on-one with me, a free. It's absolutely free, 20-minute one-on-one, where I can really start showing you some things about yourself. So many people have heard me by this point briefly mention or talk about human design. And today I want to tell you a little bit about that, and you'll probably be able to hear some of yourself from what I'm about to kind of lay on you here about how human design works and the fact that each of us are truly designed in a very unique way to be in this world. Have you ever wondered, and I've talked about this briefly, but I want to dig into this today, but have you ever wondered why some people seem to be so successful? Why some people seem to have unlimited drive? Maybe even why some people seem to be so insightful? Why some people seem to be able to look at you and just tell you all about yourself? And also why some people can really empathize with where you are and you know that they get it. In human design, there are five different types of individuals. And these types manifest themselves in a plethora of different ways. You've heard me say that human design is unique to everyone, and it starts with your type. Even if your type is the same as someone else's type, you operate completely different in the world because of your unique human design. You could be, and I'll go through some of this. So let me tell you, in human design, there are three different types. you have your generators, you have your manifestors, you have your projectors, you have your manifesting generators, and you have your, there's one more. And I, you know what, whenever I get to this part, it's so funny that I seem to, reflectors, that's the last one, reflectors. So you've got your reflectors, your projectors, your manifestors, your manifesting generators, and your generators. Now, to some of you, that might mean absolutely nothing at this point for me to tell you these three different types. After the break, I'm going to start breaking down these types for you, because even if you're, it doesn't matter what your design is, the uniqueness of who you are is paramount to everything. There could be two, for instance, generators, and generators are basically, they're really go, go, go types. They're really the ones that go after things and just, they seem to never get tired. You know, and most of the world are generators. They make up about 70% of the world are generators. The manifestors make up about 9 to 10%. The projectors make up about maybe about 20%. And then only 1% of the population is what we call a reflector. The ones that can really, you see yourself in them. And there's so many different things that goes into human design, and the specificity, is that a word? The specificity of how you operate. I have been diving into this for some time now, and just the sheer size of this system, the sheer amount of work that's involved, and not only understanding it, but once you start understanding it and you start seeing yourself in your own human design, you start to understand the things that you've been, those things that have just been going wrong and why. Those things that you probably need to dig into about yourself, the things that you don't see, and the things that you do see. In human design, each of us, all of us are basically bi-conscious beings. We have a conscious side of ourselves and we have a subconscious side of who it is that we are. And the conscious side, you pretty much know. Excuse me. You pretty much know your conscious side, how you kind of show up. You know this. But then you have that unconscious side, which you don't really realize is there. But it is the thing that is the driver. It is the driver of your entire life. That subconscious is the driver. And some of those things that we've been conditioned to believe over time, whether it's from school, parents, upbringing, religion, politics, all these different types of things, we've been conditioned to really operate. It really screws us up. The conditioning that we have from this life really screws us up. It's the thing that causes us so much anxiety, anger, frustration, depression, and all those little bad things that seem to go on, because the world wants us to operate like robots. The world expects you to show up a certain way. When you go on a job or you go to school or you join an organization or you join a religion or a political party, there's a way that you're supposed to behave. There's a way that you're supposed to live. You're supposed to conform to this world. And that causes a lot of anxiety. And when you think about the conforming of what it takes to be in a group, a religion, an organization, whatever it is, if you don't abide by that, you'll get kicked out, you'll get ostracized, you'll get talked about, you'll get talked down to, and there's always something wrong with you. And the thing about this whole thing is that there is absolutely nothing wrong with you. The thing that comes out is wrongness. There's a couple of things. But one of the things that comes out as wrongness is when we start to try and live according to the expectations of others. It takes us off of our path. It takes us out of our purpose. It takes us out of our design when we're not living according to the way that you as an individual are designed to live. Some people are designed to be leaders. Some people are designed to be the number two. Some people are designed to be the number 10. Some people are designed to influence people and inspire people to action. And some others are there to execute on those inspired things that come about. And when we try and act like something other than what we are, we cause ourselves pain. We cause ourselves frustration. We cause ourselves to go into depression. And believe me, I've been there. I've been on the dark side. Depression in its worst form leads to suicide. Can lead to suicide. It can lead to acting out in ways that just don't make sense to anyone, even ourselves. It's kind of like, and I believe I said this on yesterday, when you operate against the way that you've been designed, it's like someone trying to pick up a saw or a drill and you just use it as a hammer to nail in a nail. It's not the right tool. You're going to get frustrated. So many people don't have the confidence in themselves to know that they're enough. You're enough just the way that you are. And the things that people complain about you about, if that makes sense, the things that people complain about you about are those things that they simply don't understand about you. My wife and I have four children. They're completely different in mindset and attitude, everything. They're just completely different. And what we realized early on, and thank God we realized this, I think everybody screws up their first kid, right? Because you're just practicing. You're trying to figure things out. But as you go along, and our last two kids that we have, we are really proud of all of our kids. But I think there's a little bit of pride for my wife and I because of how we're raising our youngest two, realizing that they're different from their older siblings. And there's a pretty big gap in there. So these last two are just, you know, 11 and 12 years old. And understanding that my son looks at the world differently from my daughter. And knowing that my daughter is so much more empathic and so much more sensitive than my son is. Looking at the two of them, if we try to make them conform to what we think they ought to be, would cause them distress, as opposed to working with the individual that they are. You think about yourself on your job or in your business, or if you've got colleagues or things of that nature, but you go somewhere and you're surrounded by people. You go into a group meeting or something like that, and, you know, they try and tell you, okay, this is how each of us has to be. You know, this is the corporate, what do you call it, manifesto or whatever it is. And they want you to conform to be a certain way. And you know that's not you. But you try and conform anyway because, you know, you need the paycheck. You know, you don't want to get fired or things of that nature. But quite honestly, it might be one of the best things that could ever happen. I'm being completely serious here. What human design opens up in each of us is the ability to see ourselves for exactly who it is that we are. Know our strengths, know the good, the bad, and the ugly, and know how to operate within it. There is nothing that you cannot attain. It does not matter what your design is. It does not matter what your attitude is or anything like that. When you operate within your own human design, you bring to the table something that no one else can bring to the table, which is unique. And just imagine this, the scenario that I gave you with my daughter and my son. Just imagine if you went on your job or even you as a boss or whatever, understood your design and then also allowed your employees or if your boss allowed their employees to operate within their human design, it would bring about a well-oiled machine. Using human design as a business owner or as a manager or anything like that, you can really determine the best positions for people to be in. You'll know your strengths. You'll know exactly how it is that you can operate in this world so that you succeed and the people that are around you are allowed to succeed as well. This is the power of understanding your own human design. This is the power of you aligning with your purpose and not being ashamed of the person that you actually are. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to take a short little break. We're going to come right back and we're going to get into the specifics of human design and see what your design is. Make sure you visit the website alignwithyourpurpose.co. Set up your one-on-one with me for free, 20 minutes, and we can dig into your human design. We'll be right back. Get the book Align with Your Purpose by Earl Hall. Find and walk in your purpose. Get the answers to your questions about life and how to make it exactly what you want are in this book. This is your chance to stop living in a life you hate. Discover how to manifest the life you actually want. Get Align with Your Purpose now on Amazon, paperback, Kindle, or audiobook. What if you could stop all of your negative thoughts and your self-limiting beliefs and actually start to manifest the life that you want? You need Quantum Neural Manifestation Alignment, or QNMA. This is the ultimate accumulation of the best of the secret, as well as the incredible magic of meditation and hypnosis, all wrapped up in one. Go to the website now, officialqnma.com. That's officialqnma.com. Thank you so much for keeping it locked right here with your host, Earl Hall, for Align With Your Purpose, broadcasting live exclusively on Conversations Radio Network. If you happen to miss the live broadcast, you can always go to the website, alignwithyourpurpose.co, and click on the live broadcast and podcast page. We're available all over everywhere, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Spreaker, Spotify, everywhere. We are everywhere. So if you ever miss an episode, you can always come back to the webpage and listen to that. And please subscribe. Even on iTunes, we're available. Would love to get your review of the show and have you subscribe to the channel so that you never miss an episode. Some great things are coming out really quickly here on Conversations Radio Network. We're going to be launching some new shows that are going to be coming on Conversations Radio Network. And stay on the lookout. If you're not following the page for Conversations Radio Network on Facebook, make sure that you do that now. Just go over to Facebook, follow that page for Conversations Radio Network. And while your fingers are doing the walking, go ahead and subscribe to the page for Align With Your Purpose, so you can stay up to date with everything that I'm doing, because from time to time I do go on live as far as a live stream on Facebook to have conversations with you. So make sure that you check out all of those links and be sure to subscribe everywhere, because you don't want to miss a moment of this. All right. So what is human design? What are the different design types? What are the different types of individuals that are out there? And even though there's only five types, the depth is outstanding. As I said, each and every one of us is unique, and no two types are the same. There's always these unique things within your human design that sets you apart, that makes you different, that allows you to stand out, and that allows you to offer something that no one else can offer. Now, I'm going to go through the design types. And we've talked about the design types already, and I'm going to go through the five right now. The first type that comes up is called the manifester. I am actually a manifester. My human design chart shows me as a manifester. Manifestors make it happen. That's pretty much how you can look at it. A manifester has one or more of their centers, and there's several different centers in our bodies. And that controls how it is that we feel, controls how it is that we respond, controls how it is that we show up in the world. But basically, a manifester is, it's one of life's go-getters. And manifestors are born with the ability to make it happen. People may well observe an air of invincibility about a manifester because we're a catalyzing force who injects tremendous drive and focus into any project or endeavor and into the people around us. The willpower of the heart, the intense feelings of emotions, and the adrenaline surge of the different centers are enough either in isolation or combined. For my type as a manifester, I'm more of a loner. And a lot of manifestors are like that. We're able to come up with inspired thoughts and execute on those inspired thoughts and even help people work within the inspired thoughts that they have. Because of the way that a manifester is designed, and we're the only ones in the design that, quote unquote, don't have to wait. We can manifest. We can execute instantaneously. Do you want to discover if you're a manifester? Now, let me just tell you this. No matter what your design type is, whether you're a manifester or a generator or whatever, or projector or whatever it is that you are perfect. Designed perfectly the way that you are. A lot of times within human design, you'll notice that people get kind of jealous of different types that are out there. And there's no reason for that. None is any better than the other. Believe me, none is any better than the other. Every part of the design or whatever the design it is that you are, the ability to accomplish what you want is easily worked out when you understand what your design is. So that's all that's important. None of these designs are any better than any of the other ones. Now, let's talk about the generators. The generators are the ones, they really have to listen to their gut. The generators are the people that they're really the workhorse for all of this stuff. They've got seemingly endless energy to go and go and go and do. And so many generators, it's easy for them to get burnt out if they don't understand what their design is. It's easy for them to be put upon by others to get them to do the work that they're so already inspired to do. And the generators, kind of how I see them, are the ones that they get to work early and they stay late. They're the ones that the boss knows that they can count on to get the work done. They're the ones that the other coworkers or relatives rely on to get things done all the time. And if generators aren't careful, they can allow themselves to be used. Actually, any part of the design, people can allow themselves to be used. But generators are so into the doing and going and going that, again, they can get burnt out, they can get frustrated, and they can become angry, but they always have to have something to do. That's how they're built. That's how they're designed. I think my father is probably a generator. It's like, I remember when I was a boy, every Saturday morning, it's like, gosh, do you have to find something for us to do? You know, as far as work goes, do you literally have to wake up and find us something to do? But anyway, that's more for my therapist and my therapy sessions that I may need for my childhood. But generators are really the workhorses. Some famous generators, I can tell you some of those. Muhammad Ali was a generator. Fred Astaire was a generator. Beethoven, Bill Clinton, Madonna, Oprah Winfrey is a generator. She just goes and goes and goes. All right, so now let's take a look at the next type, which is a manifesting generator. And a manifesting generator is really a combination of the manifester and the generator. And they have this ability to go, 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 go. But if they're not following their feelings enough, they'll take on projects that they ought not take on. They'll do things that they ought not do because they have this manifesting ability, but they also have this generating power that they can keep going and going and going. When you set up your one-on-one with me, what I'm going to be able to do for you is show you your type, and we can dig in more into your design. Because what I'm telling you right now doesn't even scratch the surface. because your particular design, your particular chart is going to be different from everyone else's. When you look at what it takes to set up this one-on-one with me, and it's a free 20-minute one-on-one, there's some key questions that I have for you to answer. And the thing you want to make sure, I need to make sure that you get your birthday right. I need your birthplace and your exact time of birth. This is how we design the human design charts. This is how we dig into who it is that you are. So there are some things that are there you can fill out. If you want the free consult with me for 20 minutes, you can go ahead to alignwithyourpurpose.co. Click on the link that says one-on-one with Earl. We got a few minutes here. Let me go through. So we've got the projector is next. The projector is basically waiting in the wings. A projector can look at you and tell you what you're feeling. You know, this is the essence of a projector's life, yearning to be included and for their contributions and abilities to be recognized. So many times projectors can see into a thing that others are about to do, or they can see into a project or something that's coming up. And so, and sometimes, and you've probably seen projectors, I know you have, throughout your life. Sometimes projectors can be a bit overbearing because they don't understand their design. They see something in you or in a project or whatever, and they can literally show you a map of how to make these things come about. And so when they do that, it almost seems kind of pushy at times. If they don't really understand who they are in their design, because they see it, they know it. There's no question. They just know, you know, this is what we need to do. And so many times, because projectors don't understand their design and they're not the ones to initiate anything, but they're actually supposed to wait to be asked. And when they're given that permission and someone asks for their advice, that's when it's time to unload. Little different, there's subtle different nuances in the different types that are out here. So for some reason, I can't find my mouse. Oh, here we go. Or I think here we go. But when you look at and you finally discover what your design type is and you start walking in that design, when you start walking in the manner in which you're built and designed to walk in, your life becomes so much easier. Now, after the projectors, we have the reflectors. The reflectors are able to reflect back to us what it is that we're seeing. Have you ever had that person that was just so easy to talk to? They were just so easy to talk to. They were so empathetic. They were able to understand exactly where it is that you are. They were able to kind of even help you through situations because they were able to feel what you're feeling and reflect all of that back to you in a manner that just made sense. But even reflectors can be kind of overbearing from time to time. Even though they have clear vision, they're still supposed to wait to be asked. They're still supposed to wait. It's kind of like, you know, the person that goes and just starts telling someone about themselves because they instinctively, innately feel it. Sometimes that can be kind of annoying, right? That's kind of how reflectors operate. Now, again, I've gone through some of these things very quickly here today, but there is so much more to dig into. There is so much more to really get a great understanding of all of this as far as how you're supposed to operate within your design that is very specific to you. So if you want to set that up with me, go ahead and do that. Go ahead over to the website, alignwithyourpurpose.co, alignwithyourpurpose.co. And you can go ahead, set up that one-on-one with me so that we can start digging into your human design so that you can start getting a very clear understanding of the type of individual that you are. Because this is important, because when you unlock your human design, you unlock your purpose. You unlock your direction for every aspect of your life. Visit me now, alignwithyourpurpose.co, and I would love to talk to you. You guys have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.